Hello. Did you let yourself in? It's so nice to see you again, darling. Oh, I'm just watching the news. Please, sit beside me and put your head on my lap. I didn't see you at work today. They must have kept you extra busy. I can tell. You look frustrated and really, really tired. Does that make it feel a bit better? Oh. Let me stroke your face and your hair and your neck. Oh, so you noticed? My fingers. They smell very sweet, don't they? You know where they've been. I just couldn't help it, thinking about last week. How I had you stripped and tied down, struggling as you came inside me while I rode you against your will. I remember how you moaned and cried through your gag. I got so wet. I couldn't help but touch myself. Would you like a taste? Do you want to lick my fingers? My, how eager. Maybe you want an entire meal. Yes, all of me. Taste me from the top. All the way to the bottom. No? Why do you restrain yourself, darling? You come here every day now, just to sit and talk to me, and then you leave when it gets late. You know what I want from you. Why won't you let me have it? You can't keep doing this. If I get impatient one of these days, I might lace another one of your drinks and drag you back here. Just like before. I really don't want to, but I'd have no choice. You have no idea how much I want to taste you. How much I crave the feeling of you stretching me out while I ride your cock. I want you to moan and beg for me to fuck you. Straining to stop yourself from orgasm. Why do you tease me like this? Why do you keep coming here to see me? Are you worried about me? Worried I'll get pregnant? After our first time, I'm pretty sure I already am. But even if I wasn't, I'd gladly take you inside me again. And next time, I'd be sure to milk out every bit of cum from you. And maybe you're worried I'd mail those videos of you begging to be used to the entire office? Don't worry, darling. I'll keep them for myself, as long as you keep our little secret. I'm not ready to ruin your entire career yet. I'd have nobody around to keep me company at work. Or maybe I broke you. Maybe you're craving my touch. I'm lusting for my pussy wrapped around your cock, with my hand around your throat, my nails digging in, making you mine. But you're still trying, holding on to whatever innocence you had. I know you love waking up next to me with my legs tangled with yours, my hand on your chest, my breath on your neck. After all, why else would you return my morning kisses? Maybe you want to be mine, become my little pet, my secret lover, maybe even my dearest husband. I'd like that. I'd like keeping such a handsome, delicious man to myself. There's no need to shy away from me, love. I'll make sure you obsess over me. You won't be able to satisfy yourself with anyone else. I'll be in your thoughts at every waking moment. And I'll be everything to you. Oh, and you know you can't escape it. Nobody's gonna believe that a sweet, innocent girl like me would do such things. If you even try to run, you know you'll wake up the next day in my bed. Nicely tied up and gagged, like how naughty boys should be. Isn't that right? Are you just using it as an excuse? Saying that a girl is using you and blackmailing you? Just so that you don't have to admit you love our little sin? So that you don't have to admit that you love me? No. You want this. No matter how much you deny it, you want to lose yourself to me. All I have to do is make you let go of being so innocent and wholesome. You don't need to wait for a wife to make love to. You have me now. You've gotten so excited, haven't you? But I feel a bit tired, so I'm gonna go take a shower. And if you don't feel like holding back anymore, you should feel free to join me. And I'll make sure you enjoy it, darling. I'll be waiting for you.